they're gone. Now the Deckerville Eagles are back, and they take on Central Lake, the Trojans, who co-op with Central Lake in Ellsworth, the oldest co-op in football in the state of Michigan, dating back to the late 50s, early 60s. Right now, we listen in to our PA announcer and the national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, here from the Superior Dome in Marquette, Michigan.
Placing your hand over your heart as we proudly sing our national anthem featuring the Central Lake Pep Band.
Play ball. Current conditions in Marquette, Michigan. Outside, it's 37 degrees with cloudy skies. They're calling for a 20% chance of snow this evening and increasing throughout the night. Winds are out of the north at a blustery 17 miles an hour, gusting up to 25. Visibility is at 8 miles, but inside 143 feet as we're inside the Superior Dome. We're currently, Dave Hill, in a new moon phase, so watch out. And we only have 9 hours and 33 minutes of daylight today. We've lost 4 hours and 8 minutes since we started this season. Deckerville won the toss and he's elected to receive, going on the offensive right out of the gates and trying to set the tone early. Your officials today, your referee, Paul Price, umpire, David Pannonen, a linesman is David Rauke, line judge, Craig Bauer, and your back judge is Richard Haga. Deckerville, the technical away team today in their maroon pants, white jerseys, maroon numbers with a gold outline, the classic maroon helmets, maroon face masks with the flying D, similar to the Central Michigan flying C, emblazoned only on the one side of their helmet. On the other side of the ball, the Central Lake Trojans kicking off. That would be number 9, Gavin Mortensen. And they are in all orange, blue stripes down the sides with orange helmets and blue face masks. And the 8-player state championship is underway with a pooch kick out to the 45 marker. And it's brought down with ease by Deckerville special teams number 52, Curtis Vogel, plays linebacker. He's also the kicker for the Eagles. He brings that in. Deckerville will start out with good field position at their own 45-yard line.
Curtis Vogel, just a junior on this team, but very heads-up play. A pooch kick there, trying to catch Deckerville off guard. A bad bounce, go the wrong way. Vogel does a nice job, covered it up, and very good field position for this high-powered Deckerville Eagles offense to start this state finals game.
Marching right to left across your radio. Under center, Isaac Kineth, I formation. Two men backfield. And it's going to be a handoff to number 5 around the right side. Kenton Bowerman gets it, and he's out for 4 yards, nearly to midfield, out to the 49-yard line. Tackle made by Noah Newton. He plays defensive tackle, getting out to the flats with ease. A 4-yard gain, second down and 6.
Yeah, Noah Newton does play defensive tackle, but it certainly feels like a linebacker. They get out to the sideline very quickly. Number 9, Gavin Mortensen, out there as well. So a lot of things going on, but Bowerman getting the ball early and often. First carry of the game already, 5 yards in the books.
5 yards according to the spot, right at midfield. Right to left across the radio are your Deckerville Eagles, I formation. It's a pitch out to left to Bowerman again, has a lead blocker, is cross midfield. It's dragged down at the 48-yard line by Jace Hoogerhide. It's a 2-yard gain, second down or third down now in about 3.5 to go. Inside Central Lake territory, and these Trojans are fired up.
Yeah, Jace Hoogerhide, he's one of the few seniors on this team, plays an outside linebacker position, very tall player, gets to the sideline quickly. Bowerman unable to get up the sideline at all, just a couple yards on that play. Third down already for Deckerville.
Central Lake going to 3-man front, split backs with Kineth under center. It's a quick handoff, and they are stopped only for a gain of a yard out to the 47-yard line. That's Bowerman out for another gain. It's going to bring up a fourth down and three. Tackle made by Trevor Kane, defensive tackle. And Deckerville's going to be forced to either punt or go for it on a fourth and two.
Wow, this is where Coach Brown, this is why he makes the big bucks, Clark. He's got the 736 winning percentage. There's nobody better around than him. Would be very surprised in this game if he punts it away. I think he trusts his offense way too much.
And they're going for it. They need to get to the 45-yard line of Central Lake. They're at the 47. It's a handoff to the left, and they're stopped up for no gain as Kenton Bowerman at the 47-yard line as Central Lake's number 9, Gavin Mortensen, comes out of the secondary and stops him after a gain of a yard, first and 10 on a turnover of downs at their own 46-yard line.
Deckerville runs that I formation, that pro set. The fullback comes over and picks up the linebacker, but Gavin Mortensen, one of the other seniors on this team, the quarterback for Central Lake, sneaks out of that secondary and comes up quickly and makes the tackle in the backfield.
And it's a handoff right to their fullback, number 40, Papadow. He marches across about five white jerseys inside Deckerville territory all the way down to the 41-yard line of Deckerville. Tackle made by Chase Patello.
Chase Patello eventually brings him down, but there was an entire path of Deckerville Eagles laying on the ground. They're going to have to tackle a lot better than that if they want to win this game. And Grant Papineau, he runs with a lot of force, and an arm tackles just aren't going to work.
Two men backfield, and it's a delayed handoff to number 34, Spangler, the running back. He's across the 40, down to the 37-yard line. Brought down by number 13, Wyatt Janowak, linebacker for Deckerville. Second down, six to go.
Janowak and Zachary Ostrowski right there as well to make the tackle. That's a little better situation there for Deckerville, allowing just a three-yard gain. Central Lake with two running backs in the backfield. They both line up side by side with the quarterback under center.
And it's a fullback run across the 40, down to the 35-yard line. Flag flies. Curtis Vogel on the tackle. It's going to be a two-yard gain before the flag. More than likely, you'd like to think this is a hold, but we have a Deckerville player a little slow to get up. Looks like he got the wind knocked out of him. That'd be number 52,
that's Vogel.
Curtis Vogel.
That could be a face mask as well, Clark. It was thrown from the defensive secondary, that flag was.
Face mask against Deckerville. So that'd be a five-yard walk-off, I do believe, since they did not signal as a personal foul. But it does result in a five-yard walk-off. And it's they only had 4 yards to go, so it's a first down at the Deckerville 30-yard line. They started this drive at their own 46-yard line. 9:20 left in the first quarter, no score. Deckerville on their first drive turned it over on downs. Here's Central Lake on their first drive of the 30-yard line of Deckerville. One man backfields. Mortensen pitches out to the right to Spangler, cuts back inside, and the hash mark has room to run inside the 20 and forced out of bounds at the 17. Pushed out of bounds by number 52, Curtis Vogel, linebacker. Another first down for Central Lake.
This time they take number 40, Papineau, and put him over the tackle on the right side, and they pitch it out to Spangler around the outside. And the end and Papineau pick up great blocks, and it takes Curtis Vogel from the other side of the field to eventually chase down the runner Spangler and force him out of bounds, but not until another first down for Central Lake.
Coming to the line, two men backfield. It's Papineau and Spangler. Mortensen under center, and it's a handoff, and he's wide open. Here comes Papineau marching inside the 10 all the way down to the 5-yard line, and Kenton Bowerman out of the safety position has to bring him down. A big gain from the 19 all the way down to the 6, a 13-yard gain for the fullback.
Central Lake taking no time. They huddle, call the play, get up to the line, set, and run the play. They're really trying to keep Deckerville off balance. They've done that well so far in the front four of Central Lake, dominating this game early.
At the line, big man 76, the center, Dalen Clark, nose guard also. It's a handoff, and quarterback keeper, actually, Mortensen, tries to get to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. And Deckerville's Wyatt Janowak, linebacker, stops him there for maybe a gain of a half yard. We'll say no gain on the play at the 5-yard line. Second down, goal to go from the 5.
Handoff not happening that time. Quarterback keeps it for himself for the first time. Gavin Mortensen puts it in the arms of his favorite fullback, Papineau, and keeps it himself and then follows him through the hole. But just a logjam of defenders, and Bowerman and company able to get in there and make the tackle for no gain.
It's a pitch out to the left to Spangler. Has a lead blocker. He's down to the 2. He's in. Untouched touchdown, Central Lake, with 8:24 left in regulation. The Trojans are on the board first. It is 6-0. Central Lake.
Skyler Spangler gets into the end zone for Central Lake. They bottle up the line of scrimmage and then pitch it to the outside, and they get a tackle pulling around, and that's all they need.